Hello, hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of the Mamahood After Trauma podcast. My name is Emily Clickhorn, and I am your host. This podcast is for mamas navigating childhood trauma while also walking through mamahood. Together, we will empower each other to connect with who we were created to be versus who we were told to be in our trauma. I am so excited that you have taken some time out of your day to tune in and hear the conversation. This week, we're talking about some of my biggest takeaways from healing trauma with two under two. So to give you some background, depending on how familiar you are with my story, I've got my notes here on a sticky note. And so if I look down, that's what I'm looking at to keep myself on track, because I could go off on a rabbit trail really easily. So to give you some background, my biggest hurdles with trauma and mamahood came after my daughter was born in 2018. However, when my son was born in 2020, and then the world proceeded to shut down because of the pandemic, things changed. Okay, so my daughter was about 17 and a half months old when my son was born. So she was very much in the toddler, curious, learning how to walk, getting into everything stage. And her brother had some tummy issues. So he was a clingy boy. He had some reflux, so he was cranky. And that transition, without having a village, without being able to access a village of people to support our transition from one child to two children, there were some big things to navigate. So the first thing I want to mention is nervous system regulation. So the transition from having one child and caring for their needs to having two children, and somehow they get in cahoots and cry at the same time when it's the most difficult time to help either of them out, because you're taking care of myself in my postpartum needs, was we could go from being cool, everybody is okay, to being overstimulated, overwhelmed, and chaotic within seconds. And so my nervous system was in overload much of the time, and I needed to learn how to regulate my nervous system. And now, 3 years into two kids, both very much in the toddler stage, this is something that we are still working on as mama and babies. So if you're a new mama of two under two, and you are finding it very overwhelming, it's okay. You're not alone. And it's so, so, so important for you to have an action plan for when your nervous system gets in that overwhelm, shutdown state. All right. The second thing that my second takeaway that took me a little while after having my son was I grew up in a household where everything had to be done yesterday. Okay. So I felt the need to have everything spotless and everything in order and have it be like it was before my son was born, when we were a family of three and there were less people to take care of and everything was good. And I had to come to the realization that I, as a mama who is taking care of two small children and getting my business off of the ground at the same time, because I started building my business about 1 month postpartum because I needed something else to do. That's another story for another day. So what I had to realize is that there were very few things that actually mattered. One, keep the kids alive and happy and healthy. Okay, that in itself is a pretty big job. Number two, keep myself alive, happy, and healthy. And number three, do something, a small thing, whether it's wash a sink of dishes, do one load of laundry, work on something creative, do one thing, and everything else can wait for another day. Does that mean my house is spotless? No. No, it's not. If you could see my desk now, I've got a pile of stuff that's getting pretty high. I've got to clean it off. But it's okay because it's a season. There are seasons in your life where some things don't matter as much, or they're not as big of a priority. And in this season, for me, it's a clean house. As long as everybody is alive, happy, healthy, fed, we're good. We've got everything that we need. The third thing, the third takeaway, and this sort of feeds into the second takeaway, is internal pressure versus external pressure. And so, like I said already, I was putting pressure on myself to do all the things and be all the things for all the people. Nowhere, not ever, did my husband, the only other person that mattered in that time say that I needed to do all the things and be all the things for all the people. So sometimes we put pressure on ourselves. And I think this is common with everybody because we're human. But especially as trauma survivors, we want to make sure that we're not going to make anybody upset with us because we've been taught to avoid making people angry. Maybe there was a physical danger at some point in your trauma. And so you do everything. Your coping mechanism is perfectionism. That's one of my coping mechanisms, is to try and be perfect, or at least appear perfect. And friends, I am not. So we tend to put more pressure on ourselves from perceived external pressure. So I guess the moral of the story is, being a mama all on its own is hard work. Being a mama while also navigating through years of repressed emotion from childhood trauma is another ballgame. I would say that a mama who doesn't have any trauma would struggle with the takeaways that I mentioned in this episode. However, there are things that a traumatic past would put a megaphone on, or a magnifying glass. It would make it seem bigger and louder. So with that said, that is the end of this week's episode. If you enjoyed what you heard and you would like to hear more of these episodes, please hit the subscribe button on whichever platform you are listening on, so that you get notified when new episodes go live. And just one quick announcement. The Mamahood After Trauma podcast has expanded and is no longer just a podcast. It is now also a blog. It's called the Mamahood After Trauma blog. Creative, eh? And this blog is more of the takeaways and the things that I have learned on my journey, and tools and tips and tricks that I offer my coaching clients. So you can access that blog through the link in my bio. There's also a link in the description of this video for you to become a Mamahood After Trauma Inner Circle member. Inner Circle members get so many benefits, and I will outline those in the description of this video. Until next week, my friends, have a blessed rest of your day, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.